Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 4, and every Wednesday I'll be answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding. Weddings today have gotten overly complicated and stressful when they don't need to be. And with this podcast and blog, my goal is to give you all the knowledge you need to take the overwhelm out of wedding planning to make it as fun and as stress-free as possible, the way it should be. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for being here, and I encourage you to go back through past episodes. And since this is episode number 4, you don't have that many to catch up on. I encourage you to subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, or Stitcher. You could also find us over at www.stepbystepweddingprep.com. And if you know anyone planning a wedding who could use a little help, I ask that you please share this with them, as it would mean the world to me to know I could help couples in need. All right, so this week we're going to be talking about the 5 things your bridal party expects from you. Now, that may seem like a weird question or topic to discuss, considering the opposite is usually true, right? It's usually, what can you expect from your bridal party? But what made me decide to answer this question is because at some point or another, we've all seen those absolutely cringe-worthy viral Facebook posts where a bride or groom essentially makes a list of demands from their bridal party. Like crazy, insane demands, which usually require the bridal party to throw elaborate parties or fawn all over them like they're royalty, which is just insane. And if you ever find yourself in a situation like that, run fast and get out. And yes, the reasons you have a bridal party is to help you out a bit, but what you have them do is up to you. You can ask for their help as much or as little as you want, but having a bridal party isn't always a one-way street. In fact, they expect just as much from you as you do of them. So before we get into what those expectations are, I want to dive into a little bit of the history of bridal parties and why we have them in the first place. So if you don't like history, you could just fast forward a bit. But basically, the tradition of having bridal parties started centuries ago as strictly groomsmen. They were known as groom's knights, and their main job, their main responsibility, was to ensure that the bride and her dowry arrive safely to the groom. Now, as time went on, brides enlisted a maid of honor or senior maids who acted like their personal assistant, so they would help them with decorating and basically making sure that all the bride's needs were met. As even more time went on, you start to get to the bridal party we're familiar with today, of both the bride and the groom having representation at the altar. Now, today, each side dresses alike for the most part, you know, wearing matching dresses or tuxes or suits. But back in the day, all the women dressed like the bride and all the men dressed like the groom. And the reason was to confuse evil spirits and protect the bride and groom to prevent any harm that might come to them from jealous past lovers. So you talk about drama. So thankfully today, things are hopefully a little bit simpler than that. Now, one of my pet peeves is when brides get caught up in the minutiae of titles. I see a lot of brides worry and stress over who's going to fill roles such as matron of honor, maid of honor, bridesmaid, junior bridesmaid. And then they also ask questions like, how old is too old to be a flower girl? Can I have a ring bearer without a flower girl? How many bridesmaids should I have? I mean, the list is endless. It goes on and on. And as someone who's been in your shoes before, I could tell you that none of that matters. They're just titles that really don't mean anything because ultimately you're in charge of what tasks you delegate to them. And what I love about weddings and what makes them so great is that it's a blank slate. I had two maids of honor and a ring bearer with no flower girl, so you could do whatever you like. And honestly, you don't even need to have a bridal party if you don't want one, because basically, if you just have two witnesses to sign your marriage license, you're golden. And I know that sounds so unromantic, but it's really the truth. There's no sense worrying about titles and duties because no one is going to care about it as much as you. Now, that being said, if you are like most couples and you do want a bridal party, here's what they expect from you. So, number one, they expect you to bounce ideas off of them or reach out to them for opinions and feedback. Your bridal party wants to feel important. You ask them to be part of your wedding, and they really want to know that they're contributing in a way that makes you happy. And while I totally encourage you to ask your bridal party for input, it's also incredibly important to know the difference between asking someone for advice and input and having them make decisions for you, which you do not want happening. It's up to you how involved you want to make them, but my rule of thumb is to do the heavy lifting first, then ask for their input later. So what do I mean by that? So for example, if you're going dress shopping, lots of brides want to take their entire bridal party with them to get opinions from everybody. But honestly, that usually leads to more confusion. If you do want them there, bring them in after you've narrowed down your top two or three dresses. When you ask for input and opinions, you need to remember it's just that. It's just an opinion, and you have final say. Remember, all they really want and all anybody really wants is to be heard. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by their input, just say, "Hey, you know what? That's a great idea. Let me think about that." That way, they feel heard, like you really value their opinion, but it also gives you room to make the final call. Number two, for as much as you want them to keep drama at bay, they expect the same from you. So this means no bridezilla business, like zero, absolutely none. And if you think that could be you, I'm telling you now, don't even think about having a bridal party, because having a bridal party means more chances for you to lose control. If you're nasty and mean, no one is going to want to be there for you. Now, depending on who you ask, this could be the first time you have people in your bridal party meeting each other. So it's your responsibility to choose wisely. And what do I mean by that? Don't ask people who've had a rocky relationship in the past just because you're paying back a favor. Don't ask two people who you know hate each other. And yes, everyone is an adult and it's up to them to play nice, but how often does that really happen? So if you can prevent any conflicts from the beginning, that's even better. And guess what? If they don't behave and are causing a lot of unwanted drama, you can fire them. You can actually get rid of a member of your bridal party if they're being a bridesmaidzilla. So don't worry if it means your sides will be uneven. That's minutia that causes stress. I remember one time I was asked to be in a bridal party just to even up the sides, and I totally declined. I was actually really offended by that because I kept thinking, do you want me there just to even up the sides, or do you want me there because I'm important to you? So remember that when you're choosing your party. You know, remember, do you want those that are important to you, or do you want even sides? Now, I understand it may be a little unrealistic to think that drama will never happen. So you need to do what you can to keep it at bay. And the best way to do this is by keeping your bridal party small. The smaller and more intimate, the better. And if you only have one person in mind, only have one person. It's okay. There's a myth that your bridal party needs to match the size of your wedding. Like, if you have a small wedding, have a small bridal party. And if you have a large wedding, have a large bridal party. And I just think that's baloney, because then you're inviting people to be in your bridal party just to add bodies. You choose who you want, no matter the size. But remember, the smaller is usually always better. The third thing your bridal party expects from you is to remember that they have feelings too, and to take their needs into consideration. Yes, your wedding is your day, but the worst thing you can do is expect your bridal party to put their life on hold for your wedding. Everyone in your bridal party is going to be in a different place in their life. Some may have demanding jobs, some may live in a different state, some may have kids, some may be in school, and some may have none of that going on. And because of that, everyone is going to have different budgetary and time constraints. They want you to understand that they may not be able to attend every pre-wedding event, but that doesn't mean that they don't care. They want you to understand that maybe the $500 dress you picked out for them is way out of their budget, or that tight-fitting sexy gown is really making them feel self-conscious about their body, but that doesn't mean they're trying to be difficult. The best thing you could do for your bridal party is to just play it cool and meet them where they are. If someone can't make it to an event, just let it be. You know, try to find dresses that are comfortable, flattering, and affordable for everyone. If you don't care that they have matching dresses, choose a color and then let them choose whatever style dress they like, which will also help them find dresses in their budget. And if you really want them to wear the same dress, offer to pitch in if you really think someone is struggling with money. Now remember, if your demands are too high or if they feel uncomfortable, they may just eventually drop out. And what's more important, having your way or having them in your wedding? Okay, so far we've talked about the fact that your bridal party wants to feel like they're useful and important. They want you to help keep drama at bay, and they want you to take their needs into consideration. The next thing they expect from you helps with all that, and that is transparency. They expect you to keep them in the loop of everything that's going on, so no surprises. Have you ever been in a situation when you assume something and then realize after the fact that your assumption was completely wrong? Remember how that made you feel? Well, assuming your bridal party knows what you want or what you like is a costly mistake and can have the same negative effects on both you and them. Honestly, that's how most arguments start anyway. It's because expectations weren't met. And why weren't they met? It's usually because assumptions were made and there was no transparency. It's critical for you to explain what you want and what your vision is and what you're looking for, because if you don't, things can get out of hand. If you don't want a rager stripper bachelorette party, you better make sure you tell them. Don't assume they know just because you've been best friends since birth. I told my bridal party I wanted a low-key, like really low-key bachelorette party. I'm not a partier and would much rather stay at home and watch a movie. And they delivered flawlessly, and we had a great dinner out, and then we went and had some drinks. And actually, when we were out getting drinks, we ran into other friends, and it turned out to be this really awesome night full of friends. I also told them I don't like to be embarrassed and to keep any embarrassing stories out of their speeches. It's also extremely important to be transparent about what you want or expect them to pay for, such as clothing, hair and makeup, jewelry. I know when I was planning my wedding and when I was in other weddings, I had no idea what was expected of me in terms of what I was supposed to pay for. I had no idea that, you know, I had no idea if the bride was going to pay for my hair and makeup or if I was going to do that. I didn't know if she was going to pay for the dress or if I had to do that. So it's extremely important for you to let them know, because those are big questions that they may be too embarrassed to ask about. And this is something they don't want coming at them as a surprise. Okay, so last but not least, number 5 is that they expect you to accept them for who they are. Never, ever, ever ask a member of your bridal party to change something about themselves for your wedding day. Never ask your bridal party to cut their hair, color their hair, lose weight, gain weight, get a tan, cover tattoos, whatever. Under no circumstances is that cool. And if you're focused only on how people are going to look in your photos, then you really need to take a step back and reevaluate. Now, I don't mean to sound preachy here, because I've been in your shoes, And the reason why I'm telling you all this is because of what I learned and from mistakes I made along the way. I know how easy it is to get into a planning bubble, and I know there's a lot of pressure for you to have a quote perfect wedding. But what is perfection anyway? You know, is perfection trying to mimic a photo you've seen online, or does perfection mean something else to you? All right, well, that's all for this week's episode. I appreciate you so much, and I know your time is precious, and I thank you so very much for finding time to listen. Make sure you subscribe to the show, and if you haven't already, make sure you tell your friends. We have a lot of amazing content coming your way, and I'd hate for anyone planning a wedding to miss out. Again, you can find us over at www.stepbystepweddingprep.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. And let's keep today's conversation going. Head on over to SBS Wedding Prep on Facebook or Instagram and use the hashtags SBS Wedding Prep and Wedding Wednesdays. And I'd like to know, if you've been a member of a bridal party, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So did something the bride or groom do really go above and beyond? Did something they do make you cringe? I'd love to hear your stories. And remember, if you're a Hudson Valley couple, please make sure to visit us at www.weddingconnectionshv.com, where you'll find this podcast along with Hudson Valley specific articles, photo galleries, and so much more. So until next time, happy planning.